mostly familiar faces here, but for anyone who hasn't met me before, my name is Ellen Pfeiffer, and I'm the founder and chair of DELT, the Association of Danish to English Literary Translators. And today we've got a really brilliant programme. We've got a guest speaker who we'll introduce shortly, then after that we'll have a bit of a coffee break, and then I will update you about the Translators Network and in particular why we have established today as a launch event for DELT and a bit about our visions for the future. And then we will move on to our first translations man. Because not everyone will be familiar with everybody else, could we quickly go around the table and just say first names? Just first names, no need for any other introduction. Your name is enough. I'll start with you.
Hello, I'm Lynn.
Misha.
Liz.
Anna.
Larry.
Silva.
John.
Fiona.
My pastor.
Paula.
David.
Norman.
Peter.
Paul.
Rosalind.
Corsic.
Ian.
Bruce.
Phil.
Great. I'll just start. I mean, this is just a short welcome before we move on to the content of the meeting. I'd like to say thank you to the Embassy of Danish Embassy for providing us again with this venue. That's very kind of you. The Danish Arts Foundation as well for its networking fund, which we've applied for, which I think everybody here has been able to get various expenses refunded from that. So that's a brilliant initiative. And especially the new committee, founding committee of DELT, for organising this event from the start. That's the people who are here, Lynn and John Mason and Paul Garrett. And in particular, because I've been away from my desk unexpectedly for the last 3 weeks, having had emergency surgery to have my appendix removed. So that's possibly why I'm appearing a bit shaky at this second. So there's a handout on the table. There's at the other end there. Feel free to pass them around. There's a programme for the day, and there's also our new constitution for the association. But I'll go over the constitution in more detail later, but it's just in case you ideally want to have a glance at it now. I'll just briefly now, before we get started, give a history of DELT as well, because there's lots of people who have been here in meetings before, and some of you who have not been in our meetings before. In 2013, I was the recipient of the first UCL Impact PhD studentship in Danish English translation, and Impact PhD studentships are funded 50-50 by UCL and in collaboration with industry, charities and other organisations to support research projects which benefit society, which have an impact outside universities, basically. And the co-founder for my thesis, my studentship, is the Danish Arts Foundation. And the remit that they set for me, as well as doing my research, obviously, was to set up a network for literary translators of Danish into English, which is one that exists already, part of their strategy. So what happened was the Danish to English Network of Literary Translators, DENT, was set up in 2014. We have a website, danishtranslation.org, and also a private online community on Google+, which has, say, about 40 members now. And from that date onwards, 2013, 2014, especially, we held meetings in Denmark and UK and the USA as well, especially coinciding with the book fairs, but also some standalone events have happened as well, such as the one in 2016 at Dusakil, Eco Village and the book town, which I think people were at, maybe 9 or 10. Yeah. So what happened next is last year, I was stood here and saying we are ready to formalise the network. We've established a founding committee of volunteers to ensure the future of the network. And we've been working together. In fact, I can bring up the list of who that is, name. Ourselves grand titles, as is the way of the committee. So we've been working together over the last year. We've had a couple of face-to-face meetings where we've been writing the constitution for the association and setting up finances and banking so we can manage our own funds, looking at visions for the future as well, and that includes formalising membership and organising events. And that's this meeting today has been coordinated by ourselves in terms of finances, and it's also the first meeting that's been organised by a subcommittee, not me. I haven't done very much at all, so I'm very happy about that. So in summary, that's the stage we're at. We've dealt the Association of Danish English Literary Translators, which we have renamed ourselves to make very obvious that we are literary translators. DELT is an independent non-profit association, and we're aiming to bring together and represent literary translators from Danish to English based anywhere in the world, and actively build links with relevant cultural organisations and publishers and other translators groups. So as you can see from the programme, I'm going to talk a bit more about DELT and all the plans that we have and the idea of formalising the network into members more formally later on.